Hey guys.
Oh my God, guys, this week is so exciting.
I thought this is going to be a lot of you fangirling and me just listening.
Not really.
I have opinions, but I mean, nothing compared to what you were going through.
I mean, both shows, I got a little something. I'm not mad. All right. So obviously, if you have been living under a rock and haven't watched wrestling in the past like 2 weeks, Bray Wyatt is back.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking finally back. And I'm so happy. You have no idea, guys. So happy. I cried. Fucking cried like a million times now over this. I need to stop watching like both the return and the promo from the other night because I just keep like crying.
Uh-oh.
I'm just like, oh my God, it's happening. But anyway.
That's probably like one of the few times you'll hear him talk like that too.
I know. And when I saw him at WrestleCon, I'm like, that's what I got. And then I got really sad because I was like, oh, I like that guy. Oh my God. Anyway, so at Extreme Rules, he thankfully made the end of it good, because if Riddle and Seth was the end, that would have been just shitty. So anyway, he had all of the puppets there, which again, I have my theories about who it is, and I'm fairly certain I'm right, but
life-size puppets,
and the life-size puppets really, I think I know who they are. Anyway, and it's not Alexa for all of you out there, so shut the fuck up.
You're not gonna share your theory on who they are?
I've already shared my theory that it was Vincent and Dutch.
Well, who's the girl?
I think it's Nikki Cross or Liv. I don't think it's fucking that stupid bitch. I really don't. I don't think it is. I think that the fact that Abby the Witch called her a fucking bitch in the last episode of the Firefly Funhouse meant something. Like, why would the puppet that came to life call herself a fucking bitch if it was Alexa Bliss?
That's true.
That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't. So I think it's either Liv or Nikki Cross. I'm kind of leaning towards Nikki Cross because Liv is now like, I am extreme, which I kind of like. I'm like, good for you, Liv. So yes, I think it's Dutch, Vincent, Nikki Cross, or Liv. Gacy, Wyndham, and who's my sixth? Rowan.
Ah,
yes, that is. That's my predictions.
Well, so I'm confused about the mask that keeps talking, that like told him his time was up. Who is that?
I think,
like, what is that? I'm confused.
I think it's Bo.
Ah.
I think it's Taylor. I do. Just the when was it? Oh, Friday. Like, if you slow it down, somebody slowed it down a little bit, you can kind of hear his voice, and I'm like, Could be him. If not, then take Rowan out and put Taylor in, because I think Taylor's going to be in there somewhere. But anyway, so he came back. We didn't hear anything. He came through this door with lighting, and he's standing there looking like a whole ass buffet dinner. Like, that wasn't just a snack, a dessert. That was a whole ass buffet dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell on the floor, and like, there was a lot of loud screaming noises. And then, yeah.
Were your mom and dad home?
They were. They heard.
Oh boy. Did your mom watch it?
She watched it, was like, what am I watching? I'm like, oh, you don't get it. like, whatever. And then she's like, is Roman there? Was Roman there? I'm like, go away. Go away. Just go away. So then Monday, where, you know, everybody's thinking Monday he's going to be there. He wasn't there, even though they had a segment kind of thing. So obviously Friday, we're all excited. We're like, what are we getting? Are we going to find out who it is? Or what are we getting? We got Wyndham Rotunda. That's what we got. And that new theme song, I need it to come out on Spotify now, because that song is really good.
It is good.
It was a good song. And he came out and he's like crying. And the second his voice cracked, I started crying. And Whitney called me and said that she was crying. So all of wrestling Twitter was crying. Everybody's crying. And he was talking about how he felt like he lost everything, because he lost one of his best friends growing up, and he lost Brody, and he lost his job, and he lost his self-confidence. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. Just stop. You're breaking my heart. And I was like, okay, well, why didn't we just have this be the whole 2-hour show? Like,
valid point.
The valid point. I feel like you should have gave him the whole 2 hours. Just let him sit there and just tell like his stories about why he feels so bad and why he's down on himself. And I'll be like, oh. Anyway, so then the guy in the mask shows up on the screen and he's like, revel in what you are. This isn't it. Blah, blah, blah. And then it went off the air. So I think this might be the only time that we get that, maybe, unless somebody else's theory I read on Twitter is it's not going to be six people. It's going to be the Firefly Funhouse puppets obviously represented his demons. It's going to be Wyndham Rotunda versus his own demons is what the storyline's going to be. So I don't know. But if we get him dressed as Husky Harris again, Hunter, where do I send my money? Take my money. I need this, which, we were talking about it and we actually thought, we were like, oh my God, for LA, for WrestleMania week, we could do an NXT based cosplay, and she could, Whitney's going to be Cody Rhodes with the plastic mask. And oh, I'm going to be Husky Harris, and Jen, you could be Mojo Rawley if we find a Hype Boy shirt, and it's going to be great.
Oh my
God. Go to karaoke or a gay bar. It'd be fun. It'd be so much fun.
Well, I have to get Zumbas then.
I am currently wearing some. We'll find a pair. It'll be fun. We're doing a throwback. Anyway. So. I really don't know, but I loved this, and I'm saying it. How's Cody Rhodes gonna top this when he comes back?
That's a good point.
He won't. Like, I don't think anybody's gonna be like, oh my, well, Whitney will, but I don't think anybody else will be like, oh my God, Cody, your life is so hard. Like, you tore your titty. What do you want us to say? Like, so yeah, I'm kind of wondering, is Cody gonna be the guy to take the belt now? Because the shiny new toy, shiny toy, is doing real well. So we'll see. But also, I for one am very invested.
He got it. Well, I would say the crowd reaction was about the same.
Well, to the surprise of nobody, I'm very invested. But Jen, what did you think? What did you think?
Of the whole thing?
Of the whole thing. Of Saturday and Friday.
So I wasn't, so I don't know what I was expecting on Extreme Rules. That's not what I was expecting, but I thought it was like perfect. Like it was creepy. I think it has a lot to do with the fact they hired that Marvel writer that also does horror stuff. So I feel like that was somebody good for him to like collaborate with and help like produce it and all that. So I think that was definitely is going to benefit him for sure. So it was like, it was creepy and like, I think it's going to make people that maybe thought like that it was like all of it was like played out as like a whole new like presentation of it, you know?
Well, yeah. I'm just wondering, this is like, because there are some people saying that the puppets came to life, not to be people, but to be like him finally letting go of like that part of his mind, the Firefly Funhouse in his mind.
So because do you think that maybe the Firefly Funhouse won't be back?
I don't know. I hope it is. I liked it. But I think if it is back, I don't think it's going to be the same way it was done before. I think it'll be different. But if they do it, it'll just be different. I think it'll be more, like, I'm trying to think of the word, more like grown up, more nuanced, not so much like kind of how some of it was. Some of it was really cheesy and not in a good way.
Right. So it'll be more dark instead of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, anyway.
I'm trying to think of the right word.
Yeah. The word is escaping me right now. But anyway, what do you think of Friday? I feel like Friday is the one.
I was surprised. That was not what I was expecting to have happen. No. At all. I thought he did really good. I thought it was, he needed that. He needed to connect with people, I think, with who he is as far, because nobody, he's never been himself ever. No. So I think he needed that. I think the way they did it was good, where at the end that the mask was just like, okay, like your time's up. Like
you're done.
So I think it was done well. It wasn't like, oh, Bray's coming out here and he's crying. And then next week he's coming back and he's going to be his character again. It was like, okay, this explains why he's going to shift back into his character again.
Yeah.
There's, so I think they did it well. Yeah. Maybe they did it really well. But I was not expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting him to come out and be himself.
I know.
For sure.
That got me. I was like, no. I'm like, I am
surprised he's on SmackDown though.
I'm not.
I feel like they're giving SmackDown everything.
But not really. Because Cody Rhodes will be on Raw. And Seth is on Raw. And AJ and the Good Brothers and Judgment Day is on Raw.
That's true, but I don't know. I feel like the two biggest storylines probably going forward right now are both on SmackDown.
But also, well, I think there's going to be a shift probably in the next couple months, I think, where I think it'll even out. I think the problem is like all of the other returns, like all of the returns started on Raw.
Right.
So you kind of have to like balance it out a little.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't think, you know, I think it'll be good though. I know last night when I went to a house show last night, a SmackDown house show. I was sitting there the whole time and I was like, I wish this was a Raw house show. So other than Sammy and Liv and Baron was there.
I wonder if Baron is not a Hunter favorite because he's not been on TV very
well. He actually did say that Baron did say that he is being repackaged.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
He was happy Corbin last night, but they're in the process of repackaging. So that's
good.
Why Baron is not on TV. Yes, guys. Also, he looked really good and he looked really happy. And, you know, we love that for him. But like, Sammy, come on. Sammy's everything. I love him so much. Also, Scarlett was there. And I'm like, girl, you got in a car accident, very loosely, on SmackDown. And you still look like a million bucks. Like, how? She had her arm in her in a sling last night. And I was like, if my arm was in a sling, I would look like I was 300 pounds. How do you look like you're about to pose for Playboy? I'm confused. Like, first of all, I was like, I am jealous. What did I do so wrong in a past life to be put in this when I could have been put in that? Very confused. But yeah. And then Drew came out and he had the fucking kilt, the fucking sword. And I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah, he needs to be repackaged too.
Stop.
Maybe it'll happen.
What pisses me off is you have Drew coming out in like a fucking tank top and jeans looking like a whole ass snack. And then like, you're like, wow, this is it. We're going back to Drew the way he was. And then like, he's like, I'll meet you in a match later. And I'm like, oh, he's going to come back. And then he comes out with the fucking kilt on. Just leave him in the jeans. Just leave him. Why are we, what? Come on. I mean, granted, Vince used to just let him walk around in the kilt. So, I mean, it is a step in the right direction. But yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, we have to remember, guys, that Sammy and Kevin will be a big storyline coming up soon, probably. So, because we love Sammy.
That would be nice.
Last night, it was so funny because, like, Sammy came out and he got the loudest fucking pop of the night.
I'm sure.
He did. People were chanting Sammy. So he was in a six-man tag with the Usos versus New Day and Braun Strowman. At any time Jimmy or Jay were in the ring, everybody would chant, "We want Sammy." Boom. You know. But yeah, he's fucking over. It is incredible. But anyway, guys, all I gotta say is I am not a fan of house shows. I'm not either. This was my first ever house show, and I was like, ugh, I hate this. And the people,
oh, you never went to one before?
I've never been to a house show before. Hmm. That was the only thing I haven't been to. Anyway, so I was okay. I think part of the problem was like the people who we sat around were fucking terrible.
Oh,
they were terrible. We had a Disney dad sitting behind us, and like every 20 minutes, he's like, Aiden, look at the camera. I'm gonna send this to your mom. Aiden, look at the camera. I'm like,
oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. And then like, some creepy guy with his NWA belts were there. And I was like, why? And he's like, oh, well, I like, he had his belt and he was like, well, I wanted to bring him. Why? And then like, he was just really creepy. And then the weekend dad was like, do you need me to protect you from the old guy? And I go, my brother goes, like, we're just sitting there, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, I think I got it. And he's like, are you sure, though? Are you sure? And my brother's like, if you knew her, you would not be asking that. Yeah. I was like, I will kick everybody's asses. And then the best part, though, is like, these fucking weekend dads are the most casual of casual fans. They were like, so like, why did, they're like, oh, so Brody Lee died? I'm like,
what?
And his friend was like, yeah, he died. He had cancer. And I fucking went off. I turned around and was like, no, that's not what happened. And I went off and they were like, oh, well, we didn't know that. And then my brother's wife was like, it's okay. It's okay. And then right before the end of the fucking main event, they go, you know, I mean, Bray Wyatt's really not that good.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I heard Kill Bill sirens in my head. And my brother's wife had to like hold my arm because I was like, I'm gonna do it. This is it. And she's like, there's children. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck them kids.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it was bad. It was terrible. Anyway.
Mm-mm-mm.
And by the way, we have to get ADA tickets if you come here for our SmackDown again, because the seats are smaller. where we usually go. It was so fucking uncomfortable. Like,
ADA is the best.
My brother, like, my brother is a bigger guy, guys. Like, my brother is like 6'3". He's a big dude. He could barely fit in the seats.
Oh boy.
And then, like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable too. And then this other guy at the end of the row, he's like 6'7". He's like, yeah, these seats are terrible. I feel like I'm gonna get stuck. So yeah, I was like, the only people who looked comfortable in the seats were children. Everybody else looked fucking uncomfortable. So we're getting ADA or floor seats if you're coming here for
ADA anything. Is the best.
It is.
For anything.
For anything. Guys. But like, don't do it. Like, I can get ADA tickets because, you know.
Well, yeah. My mom gets ADA. Like, every time we go to the Braves game, we get ADA tickets when my mom go, and it's like, because she has handicapped stuff, so
yeah,
it's the best.
And we get ADA tickets because, you know, me. Hi. So yeah, we're, but here's the crazy thing is, like, next time there's a house show, you may have to fly here because the floor seats, the front row seats, were only $100.
Oh wow.
And knowing that, I would have fucking sat in the front row. Would have just sat in the front. I could have met fucking Liv Morgan and Sammy. Aww. That was sad. Anyway, enough about my experience. The other reason we're fucking pumped this week. The good boys are back. The good boys, the good brothers, the boys are back. I screamed. I screamed, guys. Oh, I knew what was happening and I screamed. Fucking I knew. But that was like Bray too. I knew, and I still fucking lost my shit. But I screamed bloody murder and I cried a little. I cried a little.
Aww.
I was like, it's Gallows. Oh, and Carl too. Carl's there. Hi, Carl.
Poor Carl.
Well, I am afraid of Christine. So I'm not going to get myself anywhere close to him.
Huh.
Even though I'd be like, Christine, honey, that is not my type. I do not want that. That's not what I want. I've never have and never will.
Poor guy.
Well, he's other people's type, not mine though.
Apparently a lot of people.
A lot of people. A lot. At one time yours.
He's cute. I mean, he's still it. I don't think I have a type, to be honest.
You don't. Mm-mm. I'm the only, okay, out of you, me, and Whitney, because we're not taking polls of everybody's type. I'm the only one with a very specific type.
Right.
I am. But you two are like all over the place. I'm like, I don't even know. If one of you asked me to set you up, I'd be like, I don't know. But for me, it'd be very easy.
That's true.
You'd be like, that guy right there. That's him. You, I'd be like, where are we going with this? Are we going
which personality are you today?
Are we going Shane McMahon? Like, what are we doing here? Mojo? Mojo? No? Oh, okay. Jay? I mean, you could always win with Jay.
Which Jay, though?
Jay White.
Oh.
And Jay Briscoe.
Jay Briscoe's a whole different animal, too. That's all different. A
whole other story. That's a lot of man.
It is.
And guys, I've seen Jay Briscoe a couple times, and every time I see him, I go, that's a lot of man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very nice.
He is.
He's incredibly nice. But, yeah, the good brothers are back. The Bubba Boys. And Carl's still the never overweight championship holder.
That's crazy.
Apparently, Hunter is going to let them fulfill their New Japan dates, which, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, Carl could still wrestle there, but it's chaos. But I love the way they did it, though, that, like, AJ came out and he was like, Finn. And mind you, before that even happened, I am on board for this AJ and Finn thing. Like, this is it. This is the one. I am here.
We still have to find a good slash fic and read it.
We do. We're still looking. So anyway, AJ came out to the ring and he's like, Finn's like, you can finally join us. We can protect you, AJ. We're a brotherhood. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to join you. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And he's like, you're my brother. You're my family. I love you. And I was in a time when I needed family and I needed my brother. And hi, I'm going to join you. And he hugs Finn and I'm like, oh yeah. And then he goes, but I wasn't talking about you. And I was like, and then they came out and I screamed.
They got a pretty good pop too.
They did. They did. Also, like, there was a lot of man in that ring. And Rhea. And Rhea was there. Yeah. Sure. Let me just tell you right now, there was a lot happening there. At one point, I was like, can Rhea try to beat up Gallows?
She might. You never
know. That's a lot of woman. It could work. But yeah, I think we're kind of leaning towards maybe that could be the War Games match.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. They could find a fourth. I don't know who their fourth could be.
Interesting.
I know. It's very interesting. Watch. They'll be like, it's Rey Mysterio. And I'll be like, ah, oh, fuck me.
No. Oh, God.
Speaking of Rey Mysterio, he showed up on SmackDown this week and was like, Hunter, I can't do this anymore. My son's a brat and everything sucks. And I'm a terrible father, but I'm not a terrible father. I am the best father ever, which that's a fucking lie. Like, dude, you're a fucking horrible father, but okay. And then he's like, I quit. And Hunter's just sitting there looking at him like, what am I supposed to do with this? He's like, well, let's just talk. Let's see. Let's make this work. We're going to make it work. And then Ray comes out as the replacement for Karrion Kross in the number one contendership match for the IC title. And he won, which was bullshit.
Kind of strange.
It was bullshit. Let's be honest. So now we're going to get Gunther and Ray.
That's going to be a barn burner.
Poor Gunther. He's going to have to really work this time. So can we, I don't know if we've gone into this, I feel like we have, that Ray is a terrible father. Like, first of all, poor Dominic. We all thought he was like 17. He's 25. Five, guys. Like, Rhea is a good 6 months older than him.
My hope for Dominic is, and he hasn't taken his shirt off since he joined them. I wonder if he's working out with Finn and maybe like they'll like buff him up and he'll look more like 25 instead of 17.
And I think the problem is too, like, this is the other thing I was talking to my brother's wife about. They like always put him in the same outfit. Like, he always had like the same shirt and like the same dad jeans.
But it's like better than him walking around with his little skinny arms
and his thing. And his little New Balance tennis shoes. And I think SummerSlam, I was like, really kind of like, what? And then Cash at the Castle got worse. Like, Edge and Ray had like matching outfits. And they were like really nice and new. And then Dominic's just sitting there in his same old yellow shirt and his like. And whenever Dominic would want to say something, Ray'd be like, Dominic, I got it. Don't. So like, why are we supposed to hate Judgment Day when they like became his really good friends and gave him like. I feel like Judgment Day is like the people who are like, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friend family, and we're a friend family, and we're going to support you and make you feel good about yourself. Why am I supposed to do that? Like, I don't. They gave this kid some confidence.
That's true. They did.
And made him look at least somewhat presentable, you know? They got him more than one outfit. Like, come on. What am I supposed... You're telling me I'm supposed to boo them when, like, Finn Balor took this man under his wings and he's gonna come out a beautiful butterfly eventually? I can't boo that.
I think, and
I'm sure Damian Priest took him to like an orgy. and got him laid. And then Rhea, I'm sure she sits on his face all day long. That's great. I'm supposed to boo that?
He probably sits on her face.
No, no.
You don't think?
No. I feel like she sits on his face and then says afterwards, you have to say thank you, Poppy.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then she pegs him. But you know what? Good for him. Good for him. Because you know what? If he was still sitting there with Ray and Edge, he would not be doing any of that.
That's true.
He would not. The man has had a sexual awakening. And we're supposed to hate that. No, we don't. We don't hate that. That's great. Good for him.
Like, his promo skills have gotten a little bit better. He's talking a little better.
Granted, I'm going to tell you right now, before he joined Judgment Day, I only think I've heard him say 10 words the whole time he's been there.
Well, they weren't good either.
They weren't good either. Well, and that's because he's only said 10 words the entire time he was there. So, you know what? I am proud of him. And also, are we sure Ray is even his father?
No.
No. We're not sure. Because let me tell you.
He looks like Eddie.
The mannerisms. I think the more evil he gets, the more Guerrero genes start coming out.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think this should lead up to Dominic saying, I found the DNA test and you are not my dad. And you have lied to me my entire life. And you are not my father. And you're a terrible, terrible father. Fucker. Yeah. He's definitely got to change that around. Yes. But also at a house show last night, Rhea Ripley returned to the ring. She's back. Rhea is back, guys. That was very exciting. She hasn't wrestled since June.
She doesn't really need to. She made such an impact just being there.
No, but she was injured, so.
No, I know, but I'm saying it hasn't hurt her.
No, it hasn't. She's actually, let me tell you guys, every Monday night, if you go on wrestling Twitter and find the lesbians, they are absolutely feral when Rhea comes out. I follow a few of them and they're just like, oh my God, it's Rhea. Poppy's here. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, mazel tov. Good for you.
I get it.
Like, if she was like, this is the one time you're going to have lesbian sex with anybody, I'd be like, all right, I'm not mad. I wouldn't be mad at it. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll try it. But after this, I'm going to go back to Bray Wyatt. Cause that, no thanks. Anyway, enough of that, guys. I feel like all other news this week has just been eclipsed by Bray Wyatt. I am so happy. Just so excited. I mean, how could you not be?
I bet Tony Khan is very unhappy.
Oh, I'm sure he's crying. And I love it. That's like almost orgasmic to think about, that Tony Khan is sitting there about to fire the Elite from All Elite Wrestling, probably. And CM Punk is now probably going to retire and not come back. And now Bray Wyatt and Johnny Gargano are in WWE. And Cody Rhodes left and is in WWE. I mean, come on. What do you do? The wheels are falling off, Jen. We called this.
Mm-hmm.
The wheels are falling off. We did not call Cody. Well, did we call Cody being the first to leave? I think we did.
I think so.
think we did. And we did. Okay. Also, I feel like I am owed an apology as well, because from day one, I said he was not going to AEW. And everybody said, Nikki, you're full of shit. I would like my flowers, please. Because I am not full of shit. And,
You're right.
I was right. I feel like I always am, but nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to listen. But in all, some kind of sad news, day one in Atlanta was canceled.
Oh, yeah?
It was.
Huh.
So there goes that idea for like, oh, if we can't get WrestleMania tickets, we'll go to day one.
We'll just go to SummerSlam.
There was a part of me that was like, maybe we just go to the Royal Rumble. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go to Texas.
SummerSlam.
We'll still go to LA and we'll find some adventures to get into. We can find adventures.
That's true.
We will. We always do. I mean, even when we do have tickets to WrestleMania, we still find adventures. So we'll have an adventure.
Something weird always happens.
It does. But it's like good weird.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't had anything bad happen.
It's always like good weird, like where we're like going back to the hotel afterwards and looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened? We somehow always find an adventure. And then obviously, if SummerSlam's in Nashville again, we'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
That was fun. And this time it could be even more fun. Mm-hmm. This could be exciting. This could be really fun. Yeah. We could get into some adventures there. Plus, we know now, like, just stay at Jason Aldean's. Like,
yeah. Don't leave. Park up there early and sit down and don't move.
Yeah, don't move till we leave.
Yeah.
Because Kid Rock's. Oh, they apparently, that's in the top five worst bars in Nashville, is Kid Rock's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Why? Because there's so many left. So many stairs. I mean, they all have stairs, but I feel like his was the only one we went into like, that was steep. Like. Steep, straight up, like, yeah,
climbing the
like Jason Aldean's had like shorter levels and like, yeah, yeah.
I feel like Kid Rock's was like climbing the Matterhorn. I'm like, I am not here for this.
No.
But
and, like, it was an enclosed stairwell; like you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, like Jason Aldean's is open, but Kid Rock's, you feel like you're claustrophobic. So, yeah, we're not going back there. Plus, apparently, the bar is very racist. So,
oh, well, that makes sense.
We're not going back there. Hmm. We're not going back there.
I mean, Miranda Lambert's was pretty, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think which one. We didn't get to go in Dierks Bentley. I'd still like to go in Dierks Bentley.
I know. That's on the list for next year. Dierks Bentley. We'll go back to Jason Aldean's. They had a list of the good bars. They had one bar that was off Broadway that's supposed to be really good.
Hmm.
I'm like, I kind of want to stay on Broadway though. So who knows? Who knows? Anyway, enough about SummerSlam next year, because we don't even know if it's going to be in Nashville.
I bet it will.
Personally, I want it in Phoenix. So.
Oh, come on.
That's just me. That's just me. I'm lazy. That's why. Also, though, I would plan around it. We could go up north. So.
Nashville.
As long as it's not like, I don't know, in LA again. That's going to suck. I can already fucking tell it's going to suck. Like, LA is so expensive.
I know.
Not ready for this. And then I'm like, who's gonna be at WrestleCon now?
No one.
Everybody signed somewhere. We'll
save money.
We'll get an Airbnb and just be like, here we are, this is our humble abode. Anyway, guys, so again, I feel like the news cycle was just taken over with all these returns. Like, nobody's talking about anybody else.
That's true.
Other than Becky Lynch coming back soon, which, you know, that's good. I miss Becky. Also, Ronda Rousey is now in this phase of her life where she feels the need to comment on everybody's shit. Other than the fact that she's a fucking feminist who hates trans people and is a Sandy Hook denier, allegedly. So, you know. Because apparently, guys, big news. She doesn't want her belt to be known as the SmackDown Women's Championship because she's the SmackDown champion.
Oh, God. That's so stupid. She I mean, having all of her titles she's ever won been billed as women's? I mean.
Yeah. But she said she doesn't like that and she feels like it needs to be inclusive. And I'm like, you know what's funny? You know what's really funny about that? You're not inclusive to trans women, but you want everybody to be inclusive to you. Wow.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right. Also, like, Rhonda, Liv Morgan carried you through that entire fucking match. And which, by the way, she turned that narrative around and said that she wanted to do a thumbtack spot, but Hunter and Liv said no.
Huh.
That she wanted to do it. And I'm like, okay, I can tell you why they said no. Who in their right fucking mind would want Ronda Rousey to throw them into thumbtacks? Because let me tell you, it wouldn't be her going into the thumbtacks. It would be Liv.
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't trust her.
No. I wouldn't trust that bitch with $5. I wouldn't trust her with shit. So, yeah, apparently. Oh, and she commented on the Bray Wyatt thing.
Oh, boy. Because,
you know, she said that it's Alexa, that Alexa's going to be with Bray. And it's not going to be Liv. It's going to be Alexa. And I'm
Why
like, okay.
Did she say that?
And I'm like...
Oh, my Lord. What?
Okay, first of all, who asked you? Nobody asked you.
She just, like, tweeted it or something?
She has a YouTube show now called On the Road, On the Road with Rhonda, where she sits around and just says asinine shit.
Offers her unsolicited opinion.
Yeah, offers her unsolicited opinion because, you know, everybody wants her fucking opinion on something, I guess. Which, you know what's funny? The majority of people I've seen have said, nobody asked you. Like, literally 98% of people, other than the people who are like, oh my God, Rhonda, you're the best. You're the best ever, Rhonda. A majority of people are like, Rhonda, nobody fucking asked you. First of all, I don't think it's in your goddamn business. Second of all, nobody fucking likes you.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But apparently she's a face, guys.
Hmm.
She's a face. And I'm like, you know, she would be a great heel because nobody fucking likes her. And she feels like she needs to tell everybody her opinion on everything. Oh, and she hates trans people. Might as well make her a heel.
I'm surprised they haven't.
They're like, well, she's supposed to be like stone cold. I'm like,
no.
Hey, first of all, the only person who's been close to stone cold is Becky Lynch. So, yeah. But yes, Rhonda is apparently letting everybody know her opinions on everything. Yeah, I you know what, I want to know what her other opinions are. Rhonda, can you tell us how you feel about trans women or gay people or Black Lives Matter or
women's rights? Yeah.
Oh no, she says she's a feminist.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she is.
She's a feminist. She's a TERF, guys. She's a TERF is basically a trans-hating feminist. So she's a TERF.
I find it hard to believe she's really a feminist.
She is, guys. which I don't think she is, but apparently. Also, she, Rhonda, commented on what is missing from the women's division, guys.
What's that?
Apparently that the men get non-title storylines and the women's don't. That's what's, which I'm like, okay, I can agree with that. But Rhonda, here's the thing. You're in a storyline all the time because you're literally handed the belt.
That's, but the thing about it is she's not really in a storyline because she can't tell a story. So
she can't talk either. Yeah. She's like, wow, you know what? She's like, it's just, and then she said, I plan my own angles, guys. I don't have anybody else do it for me. I do it myself. And I'm like, is that why they're so bad?
Well, all she does is come out and make these stupid faces and say she's constantly getting screwed over. That's basically all she ever says.
When, in fact, Liv Morgan is the one that got screwed over. Because she had to carry fucking Rhonda through the match! And there's like male UFC guys who's like, she is everything wrong in the world.
Huh.
And it's like, yeah. Mind you, she also said once, she also said once that she could beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match.
Huh.
And she said that fans, are crying for no reason because they should be happy that she is champion, guys. Because she's out here putting her fucking unsolicited opinions. Oh yeah, her opinions on Bray Wyatt. She has opinions. She's got opinions on everything.
What does she think about him?
She said that the return was done really well, guys. And I love the way that Triple H has been doing things. And I'm very excited for the future. And I just think it was done so well. And I'm like, okay, first of all, nobody asked you. Like, I'm glad you're praising him, but nobody asked you. Like, nobody asked. Like, really? Like, you're just going to. So basically, she's just going to sit on YouTube now. And instead of showing up on SmackDown, obviously. And just give her opinions on everything. As you do, I guess.
Okay. Pass, thank you.
Hard pass. That sounds terrible. Sure, she'll like go on there and be like, my baby is the best baby in the world and my husband has the biggest dick ever and I am the best mother and you are all jealous because I am the best mother and all lives matter, because she wore that all children matter shirt and everybody's like,
speaking, well, that's started their push. It's not a feminist because she's anti-abortion, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you see what, this is off topic sort of, did you see what Kanye said?
Yeah.
About George Floyd. Oh my god.
Yeah. Which it's hilarious because everybody's like, but Kanye, why are you like this? I'm like, I haven't liked Kanye in like 8 years.
He's been that way for quite a while.
Yeah. And even Top Dollar from Hit Row was like, yeah, I canceled Kanye like 7 years ago. I don't know why you guys are still like not figuring this out.
He's crazy. If you don't know what he said that George Floyd died from a fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
Not from bleeding on his neck.
But that is a popular QAnon theory, though. Yes, that I'm sure, you know. Yeah. The popular theory with those people. And you know, I'm sure Ronda Rousey will be up there with him wearing her all children matter shirt. All children matter, guys. And other than the ones that died in Sandy Hook, obviously, because according to her that never happened. So
right they're still alive and well somewhere.
They're still alive, they're just actors. Yes, according to Ronda Rousey. Which is like, and you know what? That's the thing is everybody's like, why do you and Jen hate Rhonda so much? Aren't you guys feminists? We're like, yeah, but like, She literally just said that the children who died in a school shooting were actors. So, like, I don't know. Why do we hate her so much? Fuck me, right?
I can be a feminist and still not like every woman on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. I literally said that the other day and people were like, that's not a feminist then.
It's not that I don't like them because they're a woman. It's because I don't like them because of.
Exactly. I don't like you because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if a man said it, I'd be like, fuck that guy. But apparently, feminism is you're supposed to like all women, and I don't. I don't. I don't like there's a good chunk of women that I don't like. Just saying. But you know what? I will give them the right to make whatever choices they want. So.
Yeah.
And they are equal to men, which is why I could call them both assholes. There you go.
Equal opportunity.
We are equal opportunity in this house. We are very progressive household. Which, that reminds me, the fucking homophobes last night. Okay, so the Disney dads last night at the house show were homophobes.
Oh
yeah, because you know, yeah. And some Maximum Male models were there. And they were against Hit Row, which I love Hit Row. They're so great. They're actually really nice. And these guys were like, they were sitting there. They're like, these fucking fruitcakes up here. And I'm like, that's the tame thing they said. That's tame. That is like, that's the only thing I feel somewhat comfortable. And I still feel weird about saying it. That's the only thing I feel somewhat comfortable about saying, because the F word for gay was thrown around a lot. And then they look at BFAB and say, wow, a black chick with no ass. Where do you see that? And I'm like,
oh my Lord.
And then all of a sudden one of their kids goes, I'm gonna tell mom you said that. And I'm like, I like this kid. Good for you, kid. I'm like, tell your mom to get the bag. Get the bag, mom. But yeah, that was thrown around a lot, and they were saying some really bad shit. And I'm just like, hey, first of all, your kids are like right fucking there. Like right there. Their kids were like 5 or 6. They weren't like 10, 12. No, they were 5 or 6. And the kid was like acting like, the kid was only there because he liked John Cena. You could tell he's got his John Cena stuff on and like, you know. And then like halfway through, he's like, is Roman Reigns going to be here? I'm like, Roman doesn't show up for work. But yeah, these guys just sat there and just talked shit about like Hit Row and Maximum Male Models. And then there's a bunch of other fucking guys sitting around us who are all like going all homophobic and calling them names. And I'm like, okay, I don't like them, but like, what the fuck? I'm like, actually, I was more behind them at this house show because they came out. They're like, this is my platonic life partner. And I was like, yes, we love a fucking progressive household. God. And like, Mansoir had his lace shirt on, you know? Yes. I was sitting there. I'm like, why? And Massey had some silk shorts on. I'm like, why are you all mad? They're out here looking like fashion icons. They're a very progressive household.
They're kind of a more effeminate, Breezy and Dango.
They're Billy and Chuck.
Yeah.
They're Billy and Chuck. And I'm like, come on, guys. Look. But you know what the best part is? After all that shit where they're being homophobic, they're like, scissor me, daddy ass. And I'm like, first of all, do you know what that means? Like, do you know what that means? Or are you just saying it?
I would hope so. They've watched a lot of porn, I'm sure. So I'm sure they know what that means.
I know, but I'm just looking at them like.
Men like that probably have to watch a lot of porn, you know.
Mike, what are they going to ask next? What's Bussy? What's a Bussy? Which, you know, Bussy's doing great. Actually, they were in London and apparently they were the sex gods of the club, even though they didn't do anything. Everybody wanted to fuck him. And Effie's like, had to tell all these people, I am sorry. I am a married man. Good for them. Like, that's great. I mean, who wouldn't want to be? Maybe we need to go to London instead of going to Philly. That way we could be like, I don't know. Maybe people like us more. People are like, oh my God, yes. And I'm like, oh, this is great.
I need to find out from Effie where a good place for drag brunch is, because I think that's what I'm going to do for my birthday.
Oh, you should. You got to go to that brunch place too.
That's true. I don't even remember what he called it though.
He said it's over by his house. It's like Piedmont and something. I'll look. But they have the chicken and waffles.
On a stick.
On a stick. But you know what's funny? They actually had it on Food Network like a month ago. And I was like, oh, that's what that cool. is. Huh. Yeah. I'll have to figure it out. But yeah. It's over there. So we'll figure it out. But yeah, we have a birthday coming up soon, guys. And it's not me.
Oh gosh, I don't really want to talk about it.
It's my lovely co-host. So we're not going to say the number. We're just going to say it's a birthday. Oh, she's turning 22 again.
Yeah.
She's 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Which means I should not be having this podcast. She's 22 then. Wow. Well, there you go.
Oh boy.
Oh boy is right. It made me laugh though. Cause like the other day I was like, how old is Bray Wyatt? I was like, oh my God, he's 35.
Is he?
He is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when did that happen? I was like, oh, he's like my age. And I'm like, oh my God, how old am I? Like, wait a minute. If he's that old, how old am I?
That Ew. Old. That old. Like, it's so old.
35. But you know what? When I was like a teenager, I was like, oh God, when I'm 35, ew. I'm not 35, by the way, guys. But like, it was just
neither
funny.
Am I.
You're not. And neither no. am I. You're 24. You're 22, remember? You're turning 22.
Oh,
she's
God.
Turning 22, guys. It's great. It's awesome. Just made me laugh because at one point I was like, how old am I then? Ew. I've literally been like, I'm 31. Apparently I'm not. Then I had to do the math and I was like, no, no. I'm like, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Oh my God.
I mean, does it really count though? Cause like the pandemic took 2 years off of our lives. So like, can't
that's,
we
get well, that's, back? That's a good point. Yeah.
Can we get the 2 years back?
I'm happy with that.
I feel like that's good. Like I get 2 years back. So. And adjusted math. It's like when preemie babies are born, they have like their birthday and then like their life actually starts, like they start counting once their due date. So like, I feel like we're preemie babies. We're just going to be like, wow, we had 2 years off. So, you know, yeah.
Okay.
We're preemie babies at this point. But also I do not feel my age. Nor do we look our age.
No, we don't. No.
We don't. So you know what? Fuck it. That's what I gotta say to that. Fuck it. Huzzah. Also, Cody Rhodes is. Yeah, he's gonna be 40 soon. So. So's Gallows. Gallows is too, guys.
Oh gosh.
I know. We have to figure out something fun. Guys, I'm going to do something fun for Jen's birthday. I don't know what. It's not
be crying somewhere in a corner
with a bottle of vodka just like
oh God.
That'll be me at 35. Are you kidding me? I'd be like
35 didn't bother me.
30 bothered me, but then like
30 bothered me.
You were with me when I turned 30.
30 bothered me.
30 was the last time I got day drunk and belligerent.
That's the last time you got day drunk?
And belligerent, yeah.
But not day drunk.
Not day drunk. But belligerent. And by day drunk, I don't mean like, ooh, I'm a little tipsy. I mean like, oof.
Right.
because we had been drinking. Just
it's all those shots that we got that were like, no, double.
30 was when I was in New York.
I know. Remember at that bar they were get like they gave us like the open bar or whatever, but then like or whatever it was. And, but like the no, we ordered shots, but they were giving us like doubles and like for like the price of like a single. It was like huge. Yeah.
That was at the busted open party, and that's when I got belligerent. It was fun. It's what you do.
It was all the fireball.
It was all the that was by the way, I have a fireball keg. I got one of those. So like,
oh, Lord.
SummerSlam should happen here so we could bust open the keg of fireball.
Oh my Lord.
Okay. As long as he does like people don't give you Everclear again, I think we'll be okay.
Oh God. That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Disgusting. Who like, drinks that? Why?
Apparently why? Mojo Rawley does.
Like, I know people mix Everclear and like jungle juice and stuff, but at least that has like fruit juice in it. But who would just drink it?
Apparently, you did.
It's disgusting.
It was funny though. He's like, "Do you want it?" I'm like, "I'm good. I'm good."
The thing about it was, if it had been anything else, I'd be like, "No, I don't want that." But I'm like, I can't say no. Like.
No.
Oh, it was horrible.
And he's like, "Do you want?" I'm like, "No, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go get my own drink somewhere else."
Disgusting. Ugh.
And then I called him a puss, and he's like, "Ooh, fireball!" And I'm like, "You're a puss.
Like, you're drinking this nasty shit. You want to drink fireball? Like,
fireball's like the fucking 21-year-old girl who's getting belligerent drunk. Drink? Are you kidding me, sir? God. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh my God.
Yeah." I say we need to find some more of those like Capri Suns with alcohol in it.
That and, was good. Like, but only the lemonade ones. They were good.
I like the fruit punch.
I didn't like it.
I did. Guys, those things are dangerous.
But they need to be really, really cold.
Like, they do.
Super cold.
I'll tell you right now, like those are dangerous because you don't feel it till after. But yeah, I'm excited to see where all of this is going. I'm excited. I hope it's in Nashville again for SummerSlam.
Me too. They should just do it every year there because it's a good place to do it.
You just want to go get drunkity drunk drunk.
It's easy to get drunk. Like it's like when they had the WrestleMania in New Orleans. Like everything's in one spot.
Yeah.
Like. And then you can literally walk from that stadium to the bar. Bourbon Street. So like, it's
perfect. We took an Uber and it was only like $7. We did. Because we've been drinking all day that day too. Okay. If somebody were to hear this without knowing us, they would think we're alcoholics.
I think we're alcoholics. I think we enjoy our vacations.
We enjoy our vacations.
Yeah,
we do. And then like there's a part of me that's like, oh my God, I kind of want to go to Philly, but then there's part of me that's like, bitch, we're going to Vegas to see Backstreet Boys. So yeah, we gotta figure that out. We gotta figure our lives out. What if I have to get used to that again. What if Bray wins in Philly and I'm not there?
That's a good point.
And I'm not there to be the one woman. Well, I am going to be the loudest cheerer.
I was like, yeah, you're not the one woman anymore.
Yeah. But I'm going to be the loudest. I'm the loudest. He'll hear me over everybody and be like, oh God, Nikki's here. Say hi.
Did you see what She Who Not Be Named looked like the other night at SmackDown? Did you see the picture of her? You didn't see it?
Oh, I gotta show you. Is it bad?
Yeah.
Is it blind?
What's the girl's name that's the new announcer that's Ricochet's girlfriend?
Samantha.
She posted it.
Oh.
I don't know what her
last name is. I didn't see it, but is it bad? Is it gonna make me feel more confident about myself?
Yes.
Okay, again, I don't like all women. I don't.
All right, check your Twitter.
Oh my God. Every time I see this person's face, I want to punch something. So thank you, Jen. I don't think I have anything around me to punch anything.
Just wait till you see it. Right? Right?
Wait. I'll tell you my comments one more time. You're telling me that. Okay. We'll discuss later what I feel. We'll discuss my feelings later.
Oh my gosh. I just gonna saw be it and I was like,
Nashville's what? Girl, Nashville's gonna be easy. Mama gets what mama wants, so.
Oh Lord.
And if it, Jen understands that reference, so mama gets what mama wants, so I am suddenly so much more confident about myself,
right?
I thought I had issues, but turns out I don't. Oh my God. Who, me? You know what? I feel like we're those girls, you know that show Absolutely Fabulous for these that sound on TikTok? We're like, is she dead?
Oh yeah.
They're like, she's blind? No. Oh. Well, I feel like that's us. We're very shady, but guys, I refuse to let that opinion get out, but that opinion is with my two best gals and they know my opinion on this.
Oh my God.
You do. The two best gals know all.
Okay, but you didn't see that.
Not again. Okay, first of all, I have on my Twitter any part of her name is blocked. So okay. I don't see that. Second of all, I don't follow this Samantha chick.
I don't either. I don't know why I saw it. I have no
idea. Third of all, I don't want to punch everything in my house. So why on God's green earth would I put that?
Did that make you want to punch something?
No. Well, not punch something.
Oh my God.
It just made my life feel so much easier. Again, mama gets what mama wants. That's all I'm gonna say. And Jen is probably one of the I don't think I told Mickey that. I don't think I've shown her that. I might have shown her that. But Jen gets that reference.
Really?
I haven't. I don't think I have. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. But seriously though, this is exciting news. Oh my God. I mean, I can't say that line because then it really that I can't say that. There's certain things I'm not gonna say about who should not be named.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There you go. That's all you're gonna hear. But afterwards, Jen will hear all of it. She will hear every bit of this information. But anyway, I feel like this is the we're coming to the end of this episode because what else is there to talk about other than brace back? And I'm okay, guys, before anybody says anything, I'm probably gonna slip in these episodes and call him Wyndham. So I'm just gonna say it now. If you hear me say it, don't be like, Nikki, don't say that, because technically he did say it. You can call me whatever you want. So right,
he did.
Yeah. He did. So I don't know, maybe I get a pass. I don't know.
Got choices.
Also, like, I'm gonna have to really work because, like, if Dutch does show up, I'm gonna have to not call him Bill Carr. I'm gonna be like, Dutch? I got it! Ha ha!
Success! Careful.
Oh, yeah. I have to be careful. Which is funny because Gallows was the only one who's like, you guys can call me Drew. And we're like, no. Absolutely not.
Hard pass.
I can't call you that. Are you kidding me? What the fuck? I ain't calling you that. Which, like, again, we need to go to a Raw house show, because I feel like if we got front row there, that'd be funny.
That's true.
That'd be funny. But also now I wish they, I hope they have access back the way it was.
I know.
Maybe they will. Oh my God, I hope. Because, like, I mean, I could DM Gallows. I could be like, hey, are you guys going somewhere? Because we're going to come say hi. We're going to get, we're getting drunkity drunk, drunk, drunk. What are you doing?
Oh Lord. And then his wife, he's like, no.
We're going to come say hi. We're just passing through.
But I mean, I don't think he's going to go get drunk probably with his wife. You think?
Yeah, that's why he's getting drunk at Starcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I just love how we're like, oh yeah, we were drinking the whole time. We went out all night. And he's like, what? Like, what? You thought we can hang? Is this a joke?
Oh Lord. I don't think I can drink all night anymore.
We did though.
Not like whatchamacallit, New Orleans.
No, we are never doing that again.
No, I can't. No. I physically can't.
I was shitting blue. So no, we're not.
I physically cannot do that again.
I'm gonna laugh so hard if they're like WrestleMania 41 in New Orleans. I'm gonna be like,
nope. Nope.
I will drink in the room and then we'll walk on Bourbon Street. How's that?
Oh God.
No, thank you. No, no,
I can't. If I was 10 years younger, I totally would, but I can't.
Oh, guys, we're getting old.
Yeah,
we're getting old.
Yep.
What happened? But you know what the best part is? That person's younger than me.
Oh, is she?
Sorry. Sorry. I love it when karma, you know, karma has a way of working out.
Mm-hmm. Something.
I mean, just saying. It's got a way of working out. You just have to trust the process. And the third eye sees all. Also, I have that sign now. There is a sign in my, we're going to show Jen the sign. Hold on. It's happening. We're going to finish this in a minute, but she has to see this.
Where are you? Where'd you go? Where the fuck did it go?
I don't know. I say that, and of course, it like disappears. So,
what are you looking for?
I'll show her later. But I do have a sign now in my room that says sees all and knows all. It's the third eye, it sees all and it knows all. We should put it back here so when we record the podcast, you can remember that the third eye sees all and knows all.
There you go.
Nice. I think I have ESPN or something. There is a 40% chance it's not raining right now. So anyway, guys, until next week, where there's going to be some more Bray Wyatt news, obviously, because, you know, he's back. And I feel like I also want to put together a playlist on our YouTube channel of like all of the episodes from when he got fired to like this week, where it's like,
well, that's a good idea.
Me just complaining every single week.
That's not a like, bad idea.
Life would be so much better if Bray was here.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like the beginning where I'm like devastated, and then the middle where it was WrestleCon, and then the end. It's here. Here we are. Hmm. But also, I need to go to a show soon because, you know, not a house show.
Hmm.
Anyway, until next week, when who knows who else could show up at this point.
It's true.
It's going to be fucking anybody at this point. I do wish it was Adam Cole, though. But Adam Cole may be done for good. So who knows? Bye.
Bye.